Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness. Thank you for hitting whatever button pressed play on the Holderness Family Podcast.
You guys, for the past 2 months, we've been doing, you know, Tuesday, Thursday podcasts. So you are listening to our just regular old content. Thursdays, we were doing recaps of our time in the Amazing Race. We are going to bring you a few more of those Amazing Race podcasts with interviews, hopefully with Ryan and Dusty and Kayla and Raquel. And
potentially some of the people behind the scenes, potentially some of the hosts. Well, there's only one host. We're going to try to grab Phil when he's got time. He's busy.
So if those things are of interest to you and you have specific questions, let us know. But today we're going to be doing part two of our partnering with mental health. I don't know if we're going to call it a series. I don't know if there's going to be more to it. I have some other ideas.
But interesting. What are some of your other ideas?
I'm going to get to that, babe.
Oh, okay.
Well, we could actually bring in actual experts.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, I'm not going to invent other mental health issues that
okay.
we have.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. Last week we talked about partnering somebody with ADHD and some of the good things that come out of ADHD, but then also some of the ways we deal with ADHD in our marriage. Today is all about the anxiety.
Yeah, which by the way, was a big part of the narrative when we were on The Amazing Race. I think both of our shortcomings, or whatever you want to call them, were on full display, and we were both very happy that they decided to keep that in there, because I do think talking about it's important. Last week we talked about how Kim lives with a person who has ADHD. This is the other side of the coin. This is how I've learned to kind of get the most out of my life and her life, or do as well as I can with someone with anxiety, and also just how much I've learned about it through trial and error. Can I say something also? This is going to be my one ADHD moment. I feel like you're in the witness protection program right now.
Right.
Because there is a very bright window behind your...
And I'm totally shadowed.
And I can't see your face.
You know, that's by design.
No, I don't like it.
It's early on Monday morning and...
Very pretty and I can't see your face. I'm going to turn a light on so I can see your face.
Oh, honey, there's like real not much to see. I haven't showered yet.
A mild light.
Welcome to our life, you guys. Oh my gosh. I do not need professional lighting.
I couldn't even tell it was you over there.
And I haven't
showered. Can still barely see you.
Okay, good.
You're definitely wearing a very low hanging hat.
I know. This is kind of to disguise the face. So I'll also just say, if you are somebody who battles anxiety, for me personally, it brings me, it's hard for me to talk about specific instances because I don't want to then go be re-triggered. So we are just going to be talking about things I need and how sometimes that's very different from what Penn needs, and how that creates. It's hard, you guys. It's really hard to partner somebody like this. I think Penn does such a really good job, so which is why I kind of want to give him the microphone for most of this today. Because it's as hard as this is to live with as a human being, it's really hard to partner with this.
I also think one of my jobs as your partner is as kind of the optimist in the group is to celebrate the positives of this. And you heard me talk a lot about the positives of ADHD. I'm not sure that your brain is wired so that you can see some of the positives that your particular brand of Kim is good. Even parts of your anxiety are good. And so I have like a list of just right off the top of what I think are great positives about the way that you are, which I think is, I think all of these things are tied to your hyper awareness and your anxiety. And then after that, I'm just going to talk about some things that I've learned through moments in our marriage and in our relationship. I'm not going to get specific about those moments, and I'll get to the reason why I'm not going to do that. And you have asked me to tell you what I've learned, tell you what I've learned to do in that situation. And then you've asked me to tell you the toll that it takes on me.
Yeah, I think we should be really honest with how hard this is.
Right.
And I think it would be a disservice just to talk about the positives.
Right. And so I do talk about, I don't know if toll's the right word. It might just be like the side effect.
Okay, that's a good word.
I think side effect is a better word. Toll sounds like so heavy. It's not a toll. But there are, like anything, there are side effects. And you certainly have encountered some side effects with my ADHD, like having to drive 2 hours to bring me a set of keys, or cleaning up after yourself most of the time, which I'm sure for someone who has a brain that craves neatness and order, like that is just kind of like a punch in the face every time it happens. So right. I know that you go through this as well. I also think that, and I added, and I know this is going to drive you nuts, but I added some benefits to just about everything that I've learned and how it helps me. Some of them are harder than others to find the grass being greener on the other side, kind of like how you would feel about me leaving the keys on top of the car 2 hours away at a beach.
I would also say that when it comes to issues of emotion with our marriage, you tend to be the optimist. But in our business and our daily life, I am way more the optimist.
You're the, well, whether it's optimist or you're the one who reaches for the stars.
Right.
And I am the one who says, let's just be happy with where we are.
Or, no, but I think I am definitely the business and life optimist, and you are the emotional optimist.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, okay.
Like we take turns being optimists.
Yeah.
I guess you don't do a good job being optimistic about yourself.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, emotionally, I'm not very optimistic, personally. Yes.
So, look, I mean, can we just start with the positives of this whole thing?
Let's do it.
So I think that you have great attention. You pay great attention in detail to the safety of loved ones. And that may not be like a sexy thing to say, but you bought a go bag last night. That was pretty awesome.
Probably don't need to freak people out, but yeah.
Well, no, but honestly, like I looked at that, I'm like, hey, that's something I could use, you know, at any point in time. Like that was
in case we have to make a run for the hills at some point.
In case
World War III comes, I did buy a go bag.
Can I say, I don't think that you're freaking people out. I think just if you choose to buy one, that's okay. And I just thought about that last night. I was like, you know what? That's probably something I wouldn't have thought of. So we probably won't need it, but if we do, thank you. Your preparedness and your reliability helps us in a lot of parts of our lives, particularly in our business. I think that like you keep things buttoned up. We know that it helped us on The Amazing Race. I know that this is not The Amazing Race side of the podcast, but if you didn't watch the end of the show, the reason why we were able to be so fast on the final challenge, which ended up being the reason why we won it, was because of your preparedness, because of the notes that you took that started with a mindset that you instilled in me before we even left to go on the race, knowing exactly what the kind of challenge was going to be and the best way to get ready for it. And I've got a photographic memory and can remember most things, but I would not have been able to remember several of those things if you didn't encourage us to take these visual cues and challenges like by ourselves in the hotel room before. So, I mean, if there's any more glaring example of how that helps, and just to be clear, she does these things, she takes notes and she writes things down because in her anxiety, it helps soothe her, correct?
Yes, it's very calming to me. Something about just the act of journaling things. And if you read my journal, it would be so boring because a lot of it is just like a list of things I have to do, list of things I have done, whatever it is very, very soothing to me. Just a document with like hand on paper. So yeah.
The biggest thing that I think you have done for me positively through your anxiety is you've taught me about empathy. I mean, I'm not made of circuits and wires, but I am guilty of being inside my own head sometimes. And you've taught me how to really feel and sit with someone when they're not doing well. And I think the best example of that was when I wasn't doing well with my parents and their dementia. You were an example of the best way to handle that. You just like, I don't know how, but I would just be walking around like, hey, I'm fine. And you would just know, like, no, you're not. I have this superpower where I can not only feel things rising inside my own body, but I can feel them rising inside the bodies of others. And so not only have you helped me diffuse a lot of what could have been tough situations, you've taught me how to feel that way for other people. And that's something that everyone should learn. No matter how much of a golden retriever they think that they are, you should learn empathy.
Yeah, I think that empathy is, I'm going to call it a superpower of mine, but it is very draining. I can walk into the room if there's tension, if somebody's upset. Like, I tend to take that on. So where I need to work on, like perhaps with some therapy, is understanding that other people's emotions are not mine. So I struggle with, of course, yours. I want to take them on as my own. But if a friend is going through something, it will literally...
It sits in you.
It sits, and it could submarine my week with my family if I have a friend going through something really hard. And I have to, of course, like everybody does that, right? But I need to find a way to realize that, like, that emotion, that is theirs. And I can't help them in any way if I also go down there. You know what I mean? So I need to figure out what the balance is of empathy versus just submerging myself in mourning a loss, or, you know, I need to figure out a way to just not go to the depths.
Well, bring me in that conversation, because I'd love to know too. You know, I've learned pretty well how to legitimize all of your feelings internally, but I'm still working on, like, why are you stressing about this other person? Like, I want to hear what that's all about.
Well, just even what's happening in Ukraine right now.
Right.
Sitting from my home in North Carolina, am I, besides making donations and things like that, like what does my voice or time or attention, how is that gonna, but I feel like if I read enough, it's gonna help. If I read enough stories, it's gonna help, which is just not the way it is. And I feel I've kind of taken that on in a bizarre way. So
I think it's wonderful. As long as it doesn't wreck you.
Right. So that's the balance, right? It's like, I still have to be a mom. I still have to go to the grocery store. I still have to do laundry. So, and if I'm in the depths of despair, it's not going to help anybody.
Right. Okay. So this was not an easy exercise for me, but Kim asked me to talk about the things that I've noticed about her anxiety and what the side effects are and how I live with it. And this is not something that someone with my brain space would normally do. Mm-hmm. But I did my best, and I want you to stop me if any of this makes you feel uncomfortable, and let me know if I'm doing it wrong. So just please let me know all of these things. But this is 100% subjective. Things that I have learned. The first one is important in the context of what I just said. Number one, she can talk about her anxiety. You probably shouldn't talk about her anxiety. Right? Like that's,
yeah.
And then you ask, you're asking me to do this, but you've told me in the past, please, like, let this be mine. I don't like it when other people talk about it. Correct?
You can talk about it in very general ways, but
right.
Naming specific instances and saying, like, remember how that bad that was, and telling the specific stories about it. And like, in the way that I can talk, and I would stop talking about it if it makes you feel uncomfortable, but like, oh, remember when you left the keys in the top of that, you know, you've brought that up. But for whatever reason, you or anybody else retelling the story of a panic attack of mine,
yeah,
it triggers something in me, and I can't hear it.
I will say I don't like hearing about leaving the keys on top of the car.
We can stop talking
about it. It's because it's unbelievably embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
But it's also funny. So it's funny for everybody but me.
Okay. Well, let's stop talking about it.
But we're not talking about me today. So anyway, this is a rule that I am just learning. We do know that anxiety has no boundaries in time or space. It is the great sci-fi traveler that can go to any time or any place. It's the TARDIS of, did you get that reference?
I did not.
It's Doctor Who. It's okay. This phone booth that Doctor Who goes in that can go to any place or any time in the world, and anxiety has a TARDIS.
Okay.
Okay? And we are coming right back.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When I was talking to my parents about trying to get them in a home, I used language like, will you allow me to do this?
Mm-hmm.
So you have allowed me to talk about this.
Right.
In this case, but I want to tread very, very carefully here.
Thank you.
You asked me about side effects. This has no side effects except I have to talk less. And as someone who likes to talk, maybe that's good for me, just to talk less every once in a while. What did Socrates say, or Diomedes? He said that God gave us two ears and one mouth. Mm-hmm. So you should talk extra loud. No, that wasn't it. It was two ears
listen
and one mouth.
More.
Yeah, so you should listen more and talk less. All right, so on we go. This is the first thing I learned, and it still took a while to set in. Anxiety is a real problem. It's not made up. It's not a hallucination. So what I have to do is take it seriously and never, ever discount it as nothing. Or why are you being so snippy? Or what happens when we have a real problem? It is real. Just because I can't see it or touch it or feel it doesn't mean it's not real. So that is something that I've had to learn. The only side effect to that for me is that it can be taxing on the patience of an impatient person. But the real benefit is it's taught me to be patient.
Yeah, okay. I think that it's hard for people who, and everybody has their own thing, right? But if anxiety is not their thing, it's hard for somebody to realize, like, I can't tell you how many messages I get, and they're so infuriating. Like, oh my gosh, you have such a great life. You have healthy kids. You have a roof over your head. What do you have to be anxious about? And so that's it, right?
Right. Why can't you just be happy?
Why can't you just be happy? So, yeah.
All right. So let's move on to the next one. There is no level of success or happiness that can combat this. It's not like super great happy events trump it. It wins when it wants to.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say, why can't you just be happy? That's the best way to live with it. Don't ask the person why they're not happy. The answer is not always the same. By the way, you're allowed to not be happy just because something's not going well. That's mm-hmm. different. I think you have to understand the difference between anxiety, which is bringing you down, or, you know, depression or whatever it is, and, oh, I'm sad that, you know, Duke lost to North Carolina by 13 points.
Which is not.
Impressively Saturday night, and an unprecedented, like, upset by the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Oh my gosh, you guys. First of all, and also you can have anxiety and be really happy. I'm a happy, I know you're shocked to hear this because you're like, Kim, this is such a downer podcast, but I'm a happy person. I'm a very happy person. And by the way, so if you live in North Carolina, Duke and UNC played, and it was Coach K's last home game at Duke. And I have no dog in this fight. I grew up in Florida. I cheer for UNC because my family cheers for UNC, but I kind of wanted Coach K to win his last home game. Like, I don't, I know. And my son and my husband were evil and petty, and it was so childish. And they were like, people were so upset and crying on camera. And as I was like, guys, stop showing the crying people. And every time they showed somebody crying, you and my son were so petty and terrible that you were laughing. And I could not take it. I had to leave the room. I'm like, you guys are awful.
So you obviously don't understand how this works.
I don't. I thought it was so petty and terrible.
Duke, North Carolina is extremely petty.
And I'm so petty.
I'm going to get some support from my Duke fans here because they would do the same thing to us. We hate each other irrationally for those 2 hours. Irrationally. I have a lot of Duke fans. And then afterwards,
Duke friends.
Yeah, sorry, did I say fans?
Yes.
I have a lot of Duke friends who are fans.
Yes. I got a lot of fans.
Of Duke. And there's some of my favorite people in the world. And they're actually the ones I would rather talk to when the game is over than Carolina fans, because it just is like, let's celebrate, burn a couch. Where, you know.
Where's Blue Man Group?
Where's the tequila? I texted with all of my Duke buddies afterwards, and they all to a man were like, congratulations, that was weird, this is really sad. It probably got Duke closer to a national championship than North Carolina, because loss can really invigorate a team, and I bet you they're going to be invigorated. They're like, Duke's better than North Carolina this year. Okay. I know that, but yeah,
this is not a sports podcast. Anyway, my husband
did drink the tears of the sadness of a bunch of students who were crying because they camped out for 2 months, even though their parents are paying tuition for a perfectly well-lit, heated room to go watch a game.
Duke is on our daughter's, she wants to apply to Duke, so.
Oh, God, and if she gets in, Duke's a great school.
Yeah.
I just hate their basketball team. It's not rational. It's like, it's its own mental health issue that we could probably talk about, except I love it.
Like, oh my God,
a guy wrote a book called To Hate Like This Is To Be Happy Forever. His name's Will Blythe, and it's a great book, and it's all about this. Okay. Where am I? All right, that was a little trip down happiness lane for me. So, what did I say? Oh, okay, so I said that there's no level of happiness that can combat it. I said that I can't ever say, why can't you just be happy? You shouldn't say that. I think the side effect for me is that it can be tough on someone who craves affirmation and celebration and wants to be happy in the moment. Yeah, I mean, I guess if I had to call a benefit, this is actually a tough one for me because I do like to be happy and I like to relish in happy moments, but it has made me more self-reliant in some ways when it comes to affirmation. Like, I don't need anyone else to celebrate with. I can just kind of go have my own little happy party. Although I do prefer to celebrate with others. Like, that part can be tough on someone who wants to celebrate happiness and victory. But also, like, so what if someone next to you doesn't want to, like, celebrate? That's okay. Mm-hmm. Let that person be themselves.
I know, but that is one of the hard parts. It makes me sound like such a cold, cold person. I can imagine that's very hard for you.
Right. And I hope you're seeing that I'm this is why I'm putting, you asked for the side effects.
I did, honey, because I want to be really honest with this.
But I don't think that you're a cold, cold person.
I know.
And so you saying that, I want to make sure you know that I don't feel that way about you. Okay. Because I think that there are benefits to this. And I think I'm more mature than I was before, because I'm seeing the world outside of my own brain. And that was, even when we fell in love and got married, and like, you can do that without really understanding what's going on in someone's head. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful that I've gotten to do that, even if it's different from what goes on in my brain. Okay, this is really easy. Anxiety is not something that I, Penn, can fix. I cannot fix your anxiety. So do not try to fix it to make it go away. Don't try to fix it. It's not about the nail. I can't pull the nail out of your head. I have to understand that it's hard, that there is a nail stuck in your head.
Yeah, and Thank you for saying that and acknowledging that. I think because what I need, what I need every single time is like a little bit different. So sometimes I need silence. Sometimes I need a big bear hug, like an anxiety blanket bear hug. And I need these very different things. And you're really good at kind of respecting that. But yeah, you're not going to be able to fix it, unfortunately. Unfortunately, because you would be the best fixer if this was the option.
Oh, that's all I want to do. And there used to be a side effect for this where I just, you know, I want to be your hero. Mm-hmm. And I can't be your hero if I can't fix it. And I've learned that I don't have that side effect anymore. I've learned that I can be your hero by listening to you and not trying to fix it. This one has the biggest upside to me of anything because it takes the pressure off of me. Mm-hmm. Like, I just listen and say, that's hard. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. that's hard. It's really nice when I learned that I shouldn't be sitting there waiting to fix it and be the hero of everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, next thing. The timing of anxiety is wonky. Like I said, it has a TARDIS. It doesn't always correlate with an event, but an event can certainly trigger it at any time. So what I've learned there is just learn the signals and just have it in the back of your mind. I don't think I have to be alert and like staring at you all the time, like, ooh, is it going to happen? But there are signals. And as someone living with people with anxiety, when you feel something building, no matter how subtle it is, just be prepared for what's going to happen next.
Yeah. And for me, and everybody's different, it's usually after an event that I feel like I do really well in a crisis. And by crisis, I mean, it could be even something very positive. I remember after our wedding, like after, you know, we had this lovely honeymoon, but there was a day I was like just coming. I think it was like the adrenaline crash more than anything. But there is a very weird like cortisol adrenaline thing that happens, and it releases and creates signs of like physical distress in people. So I think that's why after certain, you know, going through something, even very good things, some people's bodies and brains can react as if there's distress. So even, I mean, for example, we were just watching, you know, last Wednesday finally aired, like, oh, we won the Amazing Race. That's amazing. But just all the attention and interviews and talking and everything afterwards, I'm having like a little bit of an extrovert hangover from having to be an extrovert for so many days.
I was amazed by, honestly, I think that you were more extroverted than I was on that trip.
Well,
it was bonkers.
I know. I wanted, well, because I love these. We got to go to South Florida to be with our Amazing Race family. And I know, like, when again, realistically, are we all going to be together? I know we're going to try to plan trips and reunions and stuff like that. But when realistically are we going to get back together? So Penn's like, it's 2 a.m. We should go to bed. I'm like, no. We're staying out.
And finally, I just went to bed.
Finally, he just left.
Which you do sometimes.
1,000% of the time I'm like, okay, bye. So, yeah.
Right. So, just to get back to this, your signals, you have specific signals. We don't have to talk about them. Mm-hmm. But everyone has their own. And you can even, like, Kim can tell me what to look out for. And I can just be ready for it.
I want to applaud you with this, too, by the way, because I will say, like on Saturday, we got back and we just take PC to a basketball game and whatever. And I got into bed probably like at 6 p.m. I'm like, I am not coming out of this bed. I am, you know, and you were like, okay, cool. I'll order dinner. I'll figure it out. And I got it. And you will just kind of let me have my space.
So. I mean, Grubhub has made it easier for those who cope with this whole situation, because taking care of dinner is like pushing one button.
Exactly.
So you asked about side effects for this one. I mean, honestly, like sometimes if there's a moment where I was expecting something happy or joyous and this happens, you just, you know, have to be ready and adjust your expectations. Here's the thing. I love lowering my expectations when it comes to events. Oh yeah. When we go on trips, it's my favorite thing to do. I'm like, this is going to be an absolute disaster. We're going to Disney. It's going to take forever. The lines are going to be so long. We're going to get through 3 rides. And then when we get through 5 rides, I'm like, hey, best trip ever. And I probably drives my family crazy, but that's how I prepare myself to go to Disney. I've got one more.
Okay, let's hear it.
This shouldn't be the toughest thing for me, but this is the toughest thing for me. It's not the toughest thing for everybody. But like a big hug is sometimes the answer, sometimes it's not. Usually it's not. Don't assume that she wants physical touch to make her feel better, but be as close as she allows you to be. Is that right?
Yeah.
I just like my entire day can be made by physical touch sometimes. Mm-hmm. And like even from like my kids, it can happen from my daughter, like who, you know, she's not like a big huggy person and she comes up and hugs me, like that can make my day. My dog like laying in my lap, it's this just like, I don't know what it is, but it's sort of perfect for me. Like you definitely have to understand that when someone is going through particularly an active panic attack or any sort of anxiety, that doesn't necessarily mean that they want to be hugged. It also doesn't mean that they don't find themselves attracted to you or that they have an issue with how you smell or look or any of that stuff. And, you know, I probably have had irrational feelings about that before where I'm like, oh, she's not really into me anymore. Yeah. As a result.
No, I think it is hard when your love language is physical touch. Like you would love if it was just a constant all day snuggle. And then for me, sometimes what I need is just like a ton of space and silence. It's hard. I would imagine it's hard for you not to feel rejected. And that's really hard. And I'm very sorry that
don't apologize. This is like,
but I can still feel bad that this is a side effect, that I, in order to feel better, I need silence and distance. And for you to feel like your favorite way to feel loved is for somebody to hold your hand. And so when those, I think that's probably the biggest issue with all this I would see in our marriage is like there are times when I know you need. And by the way, guys, this is not every day. This is just like, you know, in days of panic. So don't think we're in a loveless marriage. But in those days, I know it's very hard for you. And I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You don't have to golden retriever it. I know it's hard.
It is. That part's hard. Like that was the one where I didn't know what the benefit was. It was like, I can hug myself.
No, you don't have to. Don't pretend.
That part's tough. But there's also, like I definitely, you need to know, I know where you're coming from. Because I've walked with you on this whole thing. And I've seen your body shake mm-hmm. when you are having a panic attack. And I want to like grab it and squeeze it to see that it gets better, and it does not help most of the time.
Sometimes, like there have been times where I'm like, just hug me, and it's like a weighted blanket, and it's good. But
yeah, did you enjoy this? No, this you did not enjoy this. Like this was you asked me to do this because you're crazy. I hope that this is helpful to other people, but like you just said, this is not my normal thing to do. Is to write down things that. Like my wife has that are deficits. I don't enjoy this.
Well, it should be a great podcast if neither of us enjoyed it.
Right.
No, I'm hopeful that somebody can hear this who has a partner or is going through, who suffers with this, that can just glean some information about ways to walk beside somebody who has this, is my hope. And I hope that to hear from Penn on how he deals with this was helpful. Because quite honestly, I've looked for that information on other places, you know, dealing with somebody, like how to walk with somebody who's going through active addiction, I've looked for how to being a partner to somebody, not the Penn's going through addiction, just other people. And I've not found a lot of that information. So I'm hoping that this helps somebody.
Did I do okay?
You did great.
I don't know that I need affirmation necessarily. I just want to make sure I've represented you correctly. Because again, the number one thing I learned is I really shouldn't talk about her anxiety. And I just spent 34 minutes doing that.
You did great.
Any corrections? Anything that I missed? Any omissions?
No. I mean, no. And this was, it's a hard one. But I hope it's helpful. And you hear like we are so tired. We are very happy people. And we are very happily married. And I think also we need to prove that you can be happy and have a really high functioning marriage and still walk through all of this together. I hope you're happy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm incredibly, I feel like I'm on a heater in Vegas. I feel very lucky. I don't want to screw it up. I need to make that clear too. Like, I love my wife and I've never thought of ever trading this for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, ever. I've never, it's not, I don't sit around and fantasizing like a better situation. This is the best situation. I love my family. You're awesome. You're hot.
Especially now.
You're very fun and won us $1 million with your weird anally retentive anxiety note taking. So like that was, if that's not an affirmation, I don't know what is.
By the way, our kids are like, what are we going to get? And I'm like, you know what? After taxes, and we plan to share about 30% of it, and then we save for college, there is not a lot.
No. Well, also, I mean, can we be fully transparent? We had to leave our business for 2 months.
Yeah.
And that took an economic toll. Like, when you're an influencer and you walk away from a platform where, like, fresh new videos are, like, quantified very quickly, and you hire people to help you do that, like, we have to put some stuff back in the bank for that. So now I understand, like, I the people have asked what we're going to do with the money. The answer is, like, we don't know what that's going to look like after taxes, for starters. We also don't know when we're going to get it, you know.
After taxes and sharing in college, it's no new cars are going to be purchased, which is really sad. But no, we're very, very, very fortunate. And honestly, like, yeah, the fact that our kids, and it's so funny because I was talking to my friend about it, because I was like, you know, what a relief. You know, we've been saving, you know, piece by piece for our kids to go to college so they don't have to have the burden of student loan debt. And they're like, dude, if they did happen to want to go to Duke, that ain't going to be enough. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Isn't that nuts?
You're right.
It is if you put it in a, you know, if PC's in sixth grade and you put it in a fund. And you, yeah, let it accrue interest.
But that's so sad, the state of our college, that's not enough. Anyway, we're very grateful, and we're not going to crap talk that, because just the fact that we have that is, we feel, yeah, incredibly lucky and fortunate, and it was total luck. Anyway, I promise that there's going to be more laughing soon. I promise. And I think this Thursday, hopefully we have Raquel and Kayla or Dusty and Ryan on our Amazing Race podcast. I love you, baby.
Love you too. I really do love you, and You're my favorite. You're crazy to add. You were like, I want you to tell me all the things that drive me nuts about you this morning.
Well, I think it's important and you, because this stemmed out of recently, you did tell me, you're like, listen, this is hard because I know you need silence and I know you need distance, but I need a hug. And I was like, and my heart broke. I was like, oh, babe. You know, I am allowed to feel this way, but you're allowed to feel that way too.
Yeah. It's so, kind of a weird, like, 4-year-old thing.
No, honey, but that's what you need.
But yeah.
Okay. I love you.
Okay. Love you too. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.